This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Jet Setter Show, where we explore lifestyle-friendly destinations worldwide. Enjoy and learn from a variety of experts on topics ranging from upscale travel at wholesale prices to retiring overseas, to global real estate and business opportunities, to tax havens and expatriate opportunities. You'll get great ideas on unique cultures, causes, and cruise vacations. Whether you're wealthy or just want to live a wealthy lifestyle, the Jet Setter Show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Howard Jennings. He's managing partner at Stateside APM. Howard, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you. You're coming to us from the Detroit area, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Lovely sunny Michigan.
There you go. Basically, your company offers a variety of services for foreign investors, foreign nationals wanting to invest in the U.S., is that correct?
That's right. We are a one-stop shop. And we offer support services designed for the real estate investor. So we would, from the start, establish an LLC, a bank account to go with it. We offer insurance and home warranty products. And then once you're up and running and established, we'll also do your tax filing at the end of each year to keep you regulated with the IRS.
Okay, so that's income tax filing, right, for the rental income?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Do foreign investors buying U.S. real estate really need an entity like an LLC? We have clients from all over the world, and some use entities and some don't.
Generally speaking, the reason someone would put their property into an entity would be to protect their personal assets. As most people know, America is sue happy. And one of the best ways to protect your personal assets is to have your investments owned in individual entities. So in the event that you are sued by somebody, they're actually suing just the entity, and they'll only have access to those assets rather than you personally, which would give them access to all of your world assets.
Right. But, you know, to just give you a little devil's advocate, I mean, people need to understand that setting up the entity does create some new levels of complexity, especially when it applies to financing. Now, that is less true with foreign nationals buying American real estate, but for Americans buying American residential real estate, meaning four units or under, the entity really does put a kink in the financing options. And of course, you have insurance. I mean, you can insure around most of these problems. But for the foreign national investors, they won't be able to take advantage of some of the really cool financing that the American investor has. So, you know, maybe that LLC burden becomes lower. And that's one of the reasons, you know, there are advantages and disadvantages. I just want to make sure people understand that on balance, you know?
Absolutely. It's not the be-all and end-all. It's something that you have to decide on for your own personal circumstances. With regard to finance for foreign investors, that's traditionally been tough, certainly over the past few years. It is relaxing, and where we found clients have found financing, it tends to be only available if they're financing through a US LLC rather than trying to get it personally, which they would be doing if they're Americans. So it seems to be a reversed position for foreign investors compared to US investors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of does. So I get that. Now, is the LLC the right entity? I mean, you know, foreign nationals can buy in their own name. They can use an LLC. But depending on what country they're from, there are some other vehicles besides the LLC. I know you mentioned Canadians as we were chatting off air, and maybe, you know, some other countries, the LLC is not necessarily the best vehicle, right?
That's right. Typically, we use an LLC because it's cheap and simple, it's easy to establish, and it's cheap to run and maintain in most states. There are the odd exception, but most states are cheap.
And one of those exceptions would definitely be my former home, the Socialist Republic of California. Very expensive place to have an entity.
And Texas is expensive as well.
How much does Texas cost? I didn't know that.
To form a new entity in Texas is about $350 for the state fee. But if you form it in another state and then register it as a foreign entity in Texas, it's about $750. Mm-hmm. Hideously expensive. In Michigan, it's $50.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So they're the sort of maintenance issues. But coming back to, is it suitable or not? Canadians are the most difficult because the CRA, which is the Canadian equivalent of the IRS, will tax any entity as if it was a corporation. So even an LLC, which is a pass-through entity, which means it doesn't pay tax on its own, all of the profits pass through to the members who pay personal tax, the CRA will tax it as if it was a corporation. So the profits before distribution would be taxed at the corporation rate in Canada. And then when those profits are distributed to the members, they'll also be taxed at their personal rate as well. So they end up being taxed twice. So to avoid that, the only entity that a Canadian can use to avoid double taxation but still use the entity to protect their assets is a limited partnership, not to be confused with a limited liability partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Limited partnerships traditionally are quite expensive because they have to be individually written for each person. And they are as easy to understand as the workings of the mind of a woman.
Okay, well, I'm sure women would say the same thing about men, but okay.
Yeah. It tend to be incredibly complicated. And in most instances, Canadians who are investing sort of normal amounts are probably just as well to pay the double taxation than incur the costs and the headaches of trying to set up and maintain the limited partnership.
Okay, so there's obviously more to all of this. We're just doing a brief overview. So any other unique things about other foreign nationals besides Canadians?
No, we tend to find all of the clients' countries, or most countries, tend to have tax treaties with the US. And in almost every instance, they get credits for tax that they pay to Uncle Sam in their own countries. So they avoid double taxation, which is the biggest issue. LLCs tend to be treated as pass-through entities in most other countries, apart from Canada. So whilst there are lots of entities out there that we can use, we tend to stick to LLCs because they're cheap and simple and are accepted by all of the governments that we tend to come across.
Okay. What other services do you provide? Sounds like you'll file their U.S. tax return for them, and that's going to be a relatively simple return just based on the properties they have in the states.
That's correct. We have an in-house CPA, and we prepare typically the 1040 or the 1065 if it's an LLC. Corporate and personal returns, we electronically file them, and we'll prepare them for federal, state, and city taxes where applicable as well. We have a flat fee, making it very simple. We charge, at the moment, we charge $250 per entity per year, which includes one property, and each additional property is $75 on top of that. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy for the clients to work out what they're going to be paying up front before they get into anything. And they'll know that it's completely done. There's no other bits they need to do. For our US clients, we tend to just do the real estate bit and then pass that to the client for the client to give to their CPA to file their normal returns.
And how about insurance services? Anything else you offer?
We are the one-stop shop for administrative advice and services. So we can insure in any state of the US. We run several master programs. So we are not insurance brokers or agents. We can't sell insurance, and I need to make that clear. We operate a bit like a membership where people sign up for our services, and that gives them the option of adding their property to one of our master programs, one of our master policies. The advantage to that is the client gets the discount premiums of bulk purchase. We insure thousands of properties across America, and our premiums reflect the value that we give the carriers. And so if we're charged $20, the client gets charged $20. And I liken it to joining Costco just to buy the cheap gas and never going in the store to buy anything.
Sure, sure. I don't know which company you're using, and you may not want to share that on the air here, but we did have some clients who got burned by one of the companies that was sort of promoting to the real estate investor community, and a lot of the clients found out that it wasn't really like regular insurance, and it was sort of this partially underwritten kind of insurance. I don't know that I'm explaining that very well, but essentially the company just wouldn't pay claims. And I'm sure they paid some claims, don't get me wrong, but we got complaints and definitely did not recommend that company. And they're big, they're well known. They changed their name recently. I think that was to maybe hide some of the bad PR, but yeah.
So we deal directly with the carrier or with the wholesale broker. The policies that we have, I'm going to call them programs because it's easier to understand. We have some underwritten at Lloyd's of London, some underwritten by Agent Alliance here in the US, some underwritten by National American Casualty here in the US. And they are the people that pay the claims and do the underwriting. What you have to realize is that the type of policy that we have, the type of program we run, and it's the same program that many banks run for their REO business, you know, their foreclosure portfolio, or property managers. The cover provided is not the same as the cover provided by your individual homeowner's policy. So you need to remember that the cover is different. The programs that we run offer actual cash value as opposed to replacement cost. Now, typically what that means is if you buy a property for 50 grand, you can insure it for 50 grand rather than insuring it for 200 grand, which is what it would cost to rebuild it. Because in a 50 grand house, should it burn down, you're not going to rebuild it. You'll just buy a replacement for 50 grand because it's cheaper than rebuilding it. And so if you understand that the cover is different and therefore the limitations on cover is different.
And when you say cover, you mean coverage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you say that like a Brit. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So yes, in America, the type of insurance is called basic form, standard form, special form, broad. They're terms that nobody in the world uses apart from America. Special form is what we would call in England and probably the rest of the world, all risks, which means if it's not specifically excluded, it's included. So the cover tends to say, we're not going to cover seagulls bending your aerial or if the windows are painted green. They're the only exclusions. So if a seagull doesn't bend your aerial and your windows aren't green, anything else is covered. Which makes them easier to understand, but you have to read through the exclusions. And the other thing to bear in mind is cover that's given to investment real estate tends to have a lot higher deductible than general homeowners. So our deductibles vary from $2,500 for all risks and $2,500 for theft and vandalism, all the way to 5 and 5 or 2.5 and 10. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on the premium you want to pay and where your property is, the deductible will vary. And if you're used to just having homeowners insurance with a $200 deductible or whatever, and you have a claim and, you know, your claim is $3,000, but your deductible is 5, then that's disappointing. Mm-hmm. Because you suddenly can't make a claim. So we try to make sure that our clients fully understand exactly what it is that we have on offer and what they're getting, because we obviously want to avoid all of that. And we're very as transparent as we can be. Mm-hmm. We'd rather somebody didn't buy because they understood than bought it because they didn't.
Okay. Other services?
So we've covered tax returns, insurance. We offer a home warranty, which cuts down on maintenance. That covers things like your furnace breaking down or the hot water tank leaking, and it covers repair and replacement, and you can cover different parts and appliances. We can get tax ID numbers, very important. You can't file taxes to the IRS unless you have a tax ID number. If you're American, it's your social security number. If you're a foreigner,
That's just something normal that comes with an entity. You set up a tax ID number, right?
Well, you get the tax ID for the entity, yeah. But you have to have a personal ID number to file your personal taxes.
Right. So if you're not using an entity, you need that.
Yeah. Well, if you are using an entity, you're still going to be having personal income.
No.
So you still got to file personal taxes.
Yeah, because if it's a pass-through entity, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else people should know? And, you know, maybe if you want to just talk, Howard, as you wrap it up on general real estate investing, that's fine too.
The hardest thing that our clients seem to find is reliable property management.
Oh, tell me about it. We've been doing this for 15 years, and that is the biggest challenge we face on a daily basis is getting good property management. And even with our level of volume and experience, it's just amazing that really how bad that industry is. But you know what? I try and compare. There's a lot of bad industries. I mean, just finding real estate agents or lawyers or anybody to do anything. There's just a lot of bad apples out there in every field.
It seems to be that people are looking for how much they can make in one killing as opposed to looking at the long-term picture. And we tend to be the other way. We are far too lazy to go and find new clients.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. You know, almost every decision in life comes down to the decision of instant gratification or delayed gratification. The bigger payoff by thinking longer term, or the quick buck, if you will, by thinking short term. And whether it be with people's diets and health or their money and, you know, how much they can milk a customer for, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, these people just, they want to nickel and dime people to death. And I think the property management industry is the rebellion is finally starting. And I hope to lead it myself because we've been teaching people self-management for the last 10 years. Interestingly, you really can self-manage properties pretty effectively from a distance with some good techniques, local contacts, and technology. We have great technology to help us do this nowadays, and I frequently profile this stuff on the podcast. So, yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think where people fail is in due diligence. I think you can't do too much due diligence, and we have a tremendous number of clients that say, oh no, I've never seen my house, when you ask them the last time they came to see it, because it would reduce my investment return if I spent the $1,000 or $2,000 extra coming to look at it. And consequently, they're setting themselves up for failure because they're nickel and diming themselves. You need to come and see what you're buying, in my opinion, and you need to make sure that you do due diligence and don't let people get away with it. It's different. I just keep saying it. Due diligence. Ask questions. And don't think you're appearing stupid if you ask a question or have to ask it twice.
Well, the other thing is don't just accept answers from them and don't just accept repair costs. You know, make sure that you are getting a fair deal. Pushback is the thing I would say.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Ask for photos. If you get an email that says the toilet's broken, it needs to be replaced, say, fine, send me the photograph. Mm-hmm. You can see it's broken. When they replace it, send me the photograph of it replaced so that I can see you've done the job and then I'll pay you.
Yeah. The beauty is now, you know, of course, those photos can be faked. So you got to be careful of that. But the beauty is now there are apps for smartphone apps that geotag those photos. Of course, I'm sure any system can be cheated, but it's a lot harder. And they time track, they location track, they do all kinds of things. So this is getting better, folks. It really is getting better. Technology is making it a lot easier to really manage your own properties from a distance or keep tabs on your manager because like the late Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And I'd say that goes triple in the property management world and with contractors.
And I think that's the biggest problem we come across. More and more frequently, we are coming across more and more reputable people that are selling properties. And I think more people have realized there's more money to be made in being honest than there is in being dishonest.
Well, I hope your optimism is true. I get a little bit cynical about it, but that's probably a longer discussion than we have time for. Anyway, give out your website.
So you can see all the services we offer at www.statesideapm.com. I'm not going to spell it phonetically because I can't.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Stateside APM. Howard, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.